Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Friday morning, Valentine's Day, from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris. In here, we have Roger Stern and John Montone out there this morning. Well, like most people around here, Governor Cuomo has noticed that there seem to be more homeless people on the streets, and he's been dropping some hints about who he considers to blame for this, as Roger Stern reports live from Grand Central this morning. Roger.
Yeah, Lee, it began with a reporter's question about the large number of homeless people who take up space in the dining concourse here at Grand Central. That's when the governor seemed to unload on the mayor without actually mentioning his name.
It's all across the city. The problem of homeless people who are on the street is as bad as I have ever seen it.
And, of course, the mayor responded, a spokeswoman saying the homeless problem is a statewide issue and the city is helping more New Yorkers transition off the streets. Meanwhile, Tamarcia Sandiford, who manages a restaurant at Grand Central, tells CBS2 that the homeless are driving customers away.
The customers are afraid to come in to buy. You know, the customer doesn't want to eat around here because there's no space for seating.
Well, Lee, by the city's own numbers, there are 3,600 people living on the street across the five boroughs, with many more in shelters.
Roger Stern joining us live from Grand Central this morning. There was a report that cops at the 41st Precinct in the Bronx questioned a man for hours overnight after he was overheard saying he wanted to shoot a police officer, but that threat, we're told, was unsubstantiated. A memo had gone out warning officers, especially in the 41st, to be extra vigilant. The 41st, of course, is where a shooter went on a rampage last weekend. Robert Williams is due back in court today. PBA President Pat Lynch and some of his members plan to be there for that event. The city's police unions have tweeted out a video of a vandal spray-painting a cop car in the Bronx. The vandal painted the words, "Help us," on the car. The Detectives Endowment Association tweeted, "Waiting for the NYC mayor and all elected officials to denounce this crime. The people you serve deserve to hear from you. Think of how they feel living in a city where brazen criminals know there will be no consequences due to ill-advised failing criminal justice policies." The Sergeants Benevolent Association writing, "Where's the community outrage?" And the PBA wrote, "Our elected officials have sent a clear message. The cops are on their own, and now the criminals and anti-police agitators are laughing as our city slides downhill fast." The NYPD says it is investigating the tagging as criminal mischief. Conrado Aleman of Hamilton Heights has been arrested again on charges of groping a woman on the subway. That's the eighth time for Mr. Aleman, who is 83 years old. Cops say they got him yesterday after he started grinding against a 36-year-old woman on a 2 train. He was on supervised release from a similar incident back in November. In one of his earlier cases, Aleman testified that he was innocent because he suffered from erectile dysfunction, but a police description of him at the time indicated otherwise. This is Valentine's Day, and there are some foods that are more likely to put you in the mood than others. And here with some helpful advice on that point is John Montone. He's coming to us live from the City of Love this morning. John?
It's all the City of Love this morning, Lee, the entire world. And if you're hungry for love, executive chef Christine Nunn says oysters are salty, wet, and delicious.
Well, supposedly oysters have a chemical reaction and are an aphrodisiac, but really it's more the act of eating them, I think, that makes them so sexy.
Yep, oysters, they're pretty sexy.
I guess. And also able to get us stirring mushrooms.
They're exotic and they're erotic and they have a lot of mouthfeel and umami.
Who's mommy?
Yeah, I was going to say, to that I say, Umami! Pass the mushrooms.
All right, well, that was very helpful advice. Thank you for taking time out of your busy Valentine's Day to hip us to that information.
I hope you get some good lovin'.
And there's John Montone joining us live from the City of Love, Fairlawn, New Jersey. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.